A week after New Jersey hiked its corporate business tax to balance its budget, a fight broke out between a major department store company and Governor Jim McGreevy. Federated Department Stores Incorporated says it may have to close stores in the Garden State because of higher taxes. Governor McGreevy has attacked the company as an example of what was wrong with New Jersey's tax structure. Eugene Son of member station WHYY reports.
Business leaders predicted that New Jersey would lose jobs if it raised the corporate business tax, and they took their fight to the airwaves.
Hi there, can I help you?
You the owner?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Trenton, and I'm here to take your employees' raises.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Oh, and you're covering their health insurance too, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's gotta stop.
Despite the ad campaign, the tax changes passed. They were part of plans to raise $2.5 billion in new revenue to balance the state budget. So it was no big surprise that last week the CEO of Federated Department Stores, which owns seven chains including Macy's and Bloomingdale's, released a letter to Democratic Governor Jim McGreevy. The letter says New Jersey now has an exceedingly unfriendly business environment. It threatens to lay off 50 or 60 employees in New Jersey this summer and possibly close stores here. Federated says it will have to pay $10 million, more than double what it did last year. The letter got an angry response from Governor McGreevy.
I am a pro-business governor, but there's a strong distinction between being pro-business and permitting inappropriate behavior.
McGreevy says Federated is in no position to criticize after filing multiple lawsuits in past years to try to cut its New Jersey tax bill. McGreevy says Federated's claims ring hollow since the company's CEO makes about $1.7 million a year in salary and bonuses and has over $10 million worth of stock options.
The irony is that non-commissioned salespeople at a Federated store typically earn between $7 to $8 per hour without health benefits.
The spokeswoman for Federated refused to be interviewed on tape, but 50 or 60 layoffs are the tip of the iceberg, according to Phil Kirshner. Kirshner is executive vice president of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. He says all parts of the economy will be affected, not just the retailers.
And that's going to result, we think, in all levels of business, either laying off employees, not expanding, or businesses not coming into the state that otherwise would.
Kirshner claims the new tax structure will raise more money than the governor is predicting. He says corporations are being singled out because New Jersey's last Democratic governor was thrown out of office after raising income and sales taxes. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.